Robert.
I'm very, very happy to welcome back Daigo Sato-san. He's been a bit of a rock star in the previous summits that he attended. Very popular topic, lots of questions always asked. And this time he's also joined by Thomas Liu from Leo Wealth. I know that you guys have been working together for a while, but I'm sure you'll talk more about that. And, sir?
Lena.
Lena.
Kuramochi.
Okay. I will let you guys introduce yourselves. Thank you.
Who's starting?
Yes.
Hi. Hello, everybody. I am very glad to come back here. Maybe this is a third time to present the tax presentation in this summit. So let me start from our introduction.
Sorry, real quick. This.
Okay. Can you hear me? Okay. Yeah. Let me introduce ourselves. We Sato LW Tax Corporation provides tax consulting and tax compliance services to individual and corporate in Japan or outside Japan. And Sato LW will do business as a Leo Wealth Tax Japan. So today, Sato LW and Leo Wealth doing the presentation together. And this is my profile. I'm Daigo Sato, as CEO of Sato LW Tax Corporation, and I provide tax services more than 15 years. Before starting my business, I had worked for PwC Tax Tokyo. And we all ex-PwC. So we had worked together in PwC, and now we work very, very closely for the clients in Japan or outside Japan. So next. Thomas-san?
Yeah.
Please.
Hi, everyone. My name is Thomas Liu. As Saigo-san mentioned, we are PwC's colleagues, and then I started Leo Wealth Japan, aka about 3 years ago, providing similar service to foreigners in terms of tax compliance, asset management, and everything else in between. So thank you for joining. Happy to be there today.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lena Kuramochi. As I was on Paul's, as can explain that, I work after Leo Wealth. Prior to joining Leo Wealth, I was working under PwC Tax Japan and mostly done global mobility services, providing Japanese tax consultations and Japanese income tax preparation services. It is nice to meet everyone, and yeah.
Okay. So let me go back to agenda. Today, we explain some basic tax rule for property investment in Japan through GK and or KK. And the agenda, touch first corporate structuring, next GK versus KK, next corporate tax rate for each structuring, and then we will explain rental income, capital gain, how this income can be should be taxed in Japan, and last section I will introduce some consumption tax rule. I think that for corporate, they have a chance to claim the tax refund for consumption tax. And as you may know, in Japan, the tax invoice number introduced recently, and there is some chance to claim back until next year. So I will introduce some consumption tax tips in the last section. Okay. So the first thing is corporate structuring. This is a very important thing. So I would like Thomas-san to start explain this, right, please.
Yeah, guys, sorry, if you are passing the microphone between you, then the streamers need you to use this one, and yep. I'll take that one back.
Yep. Hello, can you hear me? Okay. So thank you once again for joining our session. We get to talk about the boring stuff, so please stay with us. Get to talk about tax, and later on, we also doing another session about gift and inheritance tax, so all the exciting stuff. To start out with, Daigo-san, thank you. So we would like to talk about the corporate tax structure. Obviously, you can invest as an individual, so we will not talk about that today, but more focusing on the corporate structure. So I can, as you can see in front of you, corporate structure A is essentially if you set up a corporation offshore and invest directly into the Japan real estate. Okay. Structure B is where if you have a corporation and also you have a branch in Japan and you invest the property through the Japan branch. Structure C is where you skip the offshore corporation and you just come directly into Japan and set up a local corporation known as KK or GK. Then structure D is where you combine both. You have offshore structure and also you have a local here in Japan, KK or GK. So these, generally speaking, are the four popular structure that we see in the real estate setup. And we like to focus on C and D. Essentially, C is pretty straightforward. You come into a local Japan entity you set up. And the reason for that is some people need business manager visa. So some of you are probably thinking about that. And that's a structure where the corporation can sponsor a business manager's visa. In addition to that, some of you, I think there's other sessions previously about seeking finance, right? So if you're looking for that, setting up a KK, GK locally, you could also apply for finance, local access to local funding. Structure D, this is where if you already have a corporation and you set up a sort of double there, and the main reason for that is it becomes an offshore structure and it's more favorable in terms of inheritance tax in the future. And we will talk about that in a later session, but essentially these four structures, you know, obviously have different pros and cons, and we just kind of want to go into that in more detail, and I'll leave it to Daigo-san for the next slides. Thank you.
Okay, let's move to next slide. Okay. Next, I will explain what is KK, what is GK. This table compares KK, Kabushiki Kaisha, and GK, Godo Kaisha. KK is like a company by share. And Godo Kaisha, it is newly created, similar with LLC in the US. So functions more like a partnership. So some items are same and other things differ. So please consider which structure is more suitable for your situation. And please note that a corporate tax treatment is almost same for both. So there is no distinguishment for the corporate tax matter. Yeah.
And I think you may know the set up cost.
KK is more expensive rather than GK. So, and now, recently, GK became more popular. I think for the new setup company, 70% choose KK. And I feel 30% choose GK. And GK became more popular in recent years. There is some case study. Yeah, if K1, if you intend to have other investor or sell share in the future, my recommendation is KK. And next, case two, if you wish to distribute profit in proportion different from the actual investment ratio, in that case, GK. GK, it is very easy to change the article or incorporation. So GK is very flexible for this situation. And number three, if you are a solo investor and you'd like to establish a company in the easiest and fastest way, in this case, GK would be preferable. Yeah. But I think which is better, KK or GK? It depends on your situation. So please check which is good for your situation where using this comparison table. Yes. And next, I will introduce a corporate tax rate and what is a taxable income. Yep. I think there is three types. First type, the company have no permanent establishment in Japan. It's like a foreign corporation with not having a branch in Japan. In this case, tax rate is 25.59% and taxable income is Japan source income. In this case, the foreign corporation don't need to pay local corporate tax in Japan because they don't have any PE in Japan. So tax rate is only for national tax. And next, branch structure. If you have a foreign corporation having a branch, and through the branch you do invest in Japan, the tax rate is 36.80. Effective tax rate is 33.58. In this case, branch need to local corporate tax. So tax rate should be higher than the past one. And taxable income is income generated through the branch. The next case, this is a common case. You have set up the corporate, KK or GK in Japan. In this case, your tax rate is set with branch structure 36.80. And taxable income is, of course, worldwide income. So I think there is a tax rate should be changed depending on your structure. And of course, corporate tax returns is changed depending on the structure. Yeah. From next page, I will explain rental income for corporate tax purpose. Yeah. Yet, rental income included with other source of income for corporate tax purpose. So I will explain capital gain taxation later, but for corporate tax, any tax, same tax rate will be applied. And, okay. And rental revenue includes, includes the revenue from the renting, from leasing land, building, and some write-off, real estate, key money, contract, UIP. Everything is, treated as revenue. And rental expense, there is a third item, main items. These are expense for rental income. And I would like to advise that If you do the investment through company or do as an individual, I think this expense is a same with both individual and corporate. You can treat this expense as a deductible expense. But in general, if you invest in property through a corporation, a wider range of expense can be deducted compared to investing as an individual. For example, cost such a flight ticket from your company, your country to Japan, or a hotel accommodation fee in Japan. If you invest through a corporation, I think this cost can be deductible. But if you do as an individual, it depends on the situation. If you came here Japan just one day today for the property investment, if so, I think you can deduct this expense. But after you purchase the property, you stay here 2 weeks or sightseeing. In that case, it is difficult to claim your flight ticket as an expense for individual. So please note, for corporate, I think it would be more easy to amplify the expense for corporate tax purpose. Yep. And acquisition cost or expense. This item, I think you should pay when you purchasing the property. And for agent commission, if you pay 3% of agent commission, it should be treated as an acquisition cost. So it does not expense. It is asset. However, for the some tax, registration license tax, you can choose acquisition cost or expense. So if you can choose it, if you choose expense, the taxable amount in the year you purchase a property should be lower. So I think you need to check it can be expendable or should be asset for each item. And next is a very important topic for you, as I believe. Yeah, this is a depreciation expense. Yeah, as you may know, in Japan, there is a statutory useful life by the corporate tax standard. For building with wood, the useful life is 22 years. And the building, as see, reinforced concrete building, the life years is 47 years. And if you purchase a property, brand new property, this useful year, 22 or 47, mainly applies. However, if you purchase a property, pre-owned property, there is a special rule for the useful life. So if you purchase building older than its statutory useful life, in this case, 20% of statutory used life will be applied. And building within its statutory useful life, this calculation formula should be applied when you calculate the depreciation cost. So case study, if you purchase a building, wood and residential use purpose, built in 1994, it takes, 31 years. In this case, this building passed 22 years. So in this case, 4 years should be used for repair cost. And next, building RC residential use built in 1985. This is the year I born. In this case, it's not reached to 47 years. In this case, statutory use life should be calculated with this calculation formula. So key point, The older the pre-owned property you acquire, the faster you can expand the acquisition cost. So if you would like to save the corporate tax, sometimes it is a good opportunity to purchase the older building. Yes.
Okay, this is the last thing for withholding tax. So if for foreign corporate only, if foreign corporate rent out their property, the tenant need to withhold the tax 20.42%. Yeah, and there is one exception. If an individual is renting a place for themselves or their family, in this case, withholding tax does not apply. Yeah. And if a PME, such as branch, it is possible to obtain a certificate of exemption. If the branch can get this exemption, no withholding tax applied. And next, I will explain capital gain. Yes. So capital gain from the sales of real property is included with other source of income. So same tax rate will be applied. It is completely different from the individual investor. For individual investor, there is very complicated rule for capital gain. But for corporate, it's very simple. Just gain is subject to regular corporate tax, not any other tax. And withholding tax rule for non-resident landlord should be applied. So for foreign corporate, if they sell their property, 10.20% withholding tax applied. But there is one exception. If individual purchase a place for themselves and their family on use, and the price is less than 100 million yen. In that case, a withholding tax does not apply. Please note, in Japan, withholding is very important. If tenant or buyer forgot to withhold the tax, the penalty is charged from the first date of the due date. A very big penalty is applied on that withholding tax. So if you invest through the foreign company, please note, please keep this withholding tax rule in your mind. Okay. Okay. Next, I think this is a very important topic today, consumption tax. Yep. There is a timeline of consumption tax. When buying a property, you pay 10% consumption tax on the building price. And when operating the property, you can charge 10% consumption tax to your customer for commercial property, minpaku, and short-term renters, but not for long-term residential lease. Each year, you file a consumption tax, where the tax you owe is basically output tax minus input tax. If you have paid more input tax than you collected in output tax, you can get a refund as long as you are a consumption taxpayer. And then when selling the property, you can charge 10% consumption tax on the building price. This is a basic rule of the consumption tax. And as I mentioned in the last slide, if you are paid more input tax than you collected in output tax, you can get a refund through a consumption tax return as long as you are a consumption taxpayer. And if a tax end, tax exempt business for your new corporation, voluntarily registered as a qualified heap invoice issuer, a transfer 20% of special rule may apply between October 2023 and September 2026. The tax payable could be calculated as 20% of the sales consumption tax. So please see this example. Yeah. I think this is the best scenario for consumption tax. If you set up a company now with the first year accounting period ending in October 2026, you may be eligible for a consumption tax refund. In the second year, you can apply the 20% special rule. You can compare the tax due under the general calculation rule and the 20% rule and choose whichever result in a lower tax liability. And in the third year, you have the option not to register as a qualified invoice issuer, and you would not be required to file a consumption tax return. So if you do like this for the past year, you can get a very big amount of tax refund on the purchase of the building. For a second year, you only need to pay 20% of the sales tax. And the third year, you can not to choose a taxpayer, so no need to file the tax return. But consumption tax rule is very complicated, so please consult your tax advisor for the which consumption tax strategy is good for your case. Thank you.
Everyone's still awake? There's a test at the end, okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That's when you clap. Come on. Thank you. Do we have Hanno? Yes, we do. Okay.
Just hold on. Hello. Thank you very much. So I have a question. I own a number of properties in my personal name and actually my living trust. But the reason I did that is, as you know, you could depreciate properties very quickly, like you talked about, against your personal income for a number of years in Japan. And that's what I did. But now I have all of these properties that I own in my personal name, and I'd like to move them to some sort of structure like a GK or a KK. And my understanding is that if you do that, you will be taxed as if you sold them. And I was wondering if that's true and if there's any loophole to get around selling these properties to yourself and not actually getting a gain.
Okay. Sorry, I'll address the first part and Daigo-san can address the loophole part. So, I understand we're being recorded or streamlined. To answer your first question, you're correct. So there would be a sort of a deemed sale in Japan. It's treated as a sort of separate transaction. So it would be deemed as if you sold it to me or to somebody else. So it's unfortunately that there would be probably a capital gains tax. However, as Daigo-san mentioned, for individual, there's different tax rates and there's different cost basis calculation that goes into it. So it might not be as bad as you think, but you do need to go through that sort of motion to figure out what the cost base might be and then the capital gains tax. Short term, long term, it's, 40% versus 20%. And again, it's a little bit more detailed, but yeah, the overall, there will be a gain tax, capital gains tax. Anything else to add? That's it. Okay. He won't.
Question from the stream. While you guys raise your hands if you want to ask more questions in the room. What structure should an individual in the U.S. use to pass through expenses incurred on the real estate property, including the acquisition itself, as a deduction on their personal income? Are taxes incurred in Japan considered an expense in the U.S.?
Oh, good.
Okay, so U.S. tax is a whole separate discussion. We can probably do another session, but in high level, typically we do see clients set up under the GK structure. And so when you do the GK structure in the US, there's something called a check the box where you can make it so that it flows through. And so you could take the deduction and then you report the income under individual tax basis in the US. But by show of hands, how many of you are US? Oh, wow. Okay. So maybe we can do another session on the U.S. or we're going to be around. So please do stop us and talk.
Right after lunch, they're going to have another session in the private room. Okay. So I know that you've got other topics lined up for that, but that's probably a good answer for
Kim. Yeah. And the reason I don't want to, you know, obviously get too deep into it, there's other topics and then, but yeah, U.S., good or bad, we're subject worldwide income, so we got to report both, and so it gets a bit tricky. Yep.
Further hands in the room? If not, we'll continue with the stream. They've got a lot of questions over there. Can you convert a KK to a GK and vice versa? And a follow-up question, what is the depreciation schedule? Is there bonus depreciation? For example, in the U.S., you could depreciate 70 to 100% in year one. Is there anything similar to that in Japan?
Okay, can you hear me? For the convert from GK to KK or KK to GK, it is possible. So, but you need to change the article of incorporation and need to register the corporation legal affairs office in Japan. So it is very complicated, and the Jewish scrivener specialize in that area. So if you ask them, you can do it easily. But it takes some legal costs. But I think it takes only, not only, 300,000 and like that. Yeah, it take a cost. And
the follow-up to your reply from before, Thomas, you mentioned about the U.S. taxes. Somebody, you mentioned the form. Somebody's asking if you know what that form that they need to fill in is called.
Oh, check the box. I don't have the exact number, but I can get you.
Okay. You'll get back to us on that.
But this guardian T. Pass through?
That's right.
No, I think he just... Oh, sorry. I think he just... again, I'm not a tax person, I file my own taxes, but I think it's just disregarded entity you elect for the income to be passed through to your personal taxes.
Don't ask me.
And as for the special depreciation rule, for the investment property, I think there is no special rule. Only regular depreciation rule should be applied. But if you do a business, if you invest some factory or some machine, there is a special rule. So it is worth checking that. But for property investment, no special rule applied.
So the form is AEA-32. So it's check the box. Should be treated as a disregarded. Sorry, hello, the members. I'm Rose.
Thank you for a wonderful and very clear explanation. It's been very good. Could I ask for just two very small detailed questions about our friend who wants to transfer the properties from one interested entity to another? Does the transfer price of the sale have to be evaluated as a market value sale? He can't sell it for just an amount he makes up. It has to be the market value. Is that true?
It's true.
Okay.
Especially between you and your company.
Yes, sure.
Fair market value.
And the second question is, because he's depreciated the asset, does that mean that the capital gain will be
calculated from the depreciated value of the asset now, which is a bit of a penalty for the depreciation that he's paid.
Yep.
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 Yeah,
true. Correct.
Okay, thank you.
All right, any further questions from the room? Yes.
Just a quick one. Maybe I didn't understand correctly, but what is the capital gain tax rate that you pay if you acquired for a GK or a KK? Because it seemed like it's the corporate tax rate and not the, which is higher than the capital gains tax.
Yep. This tax rate should be upright for capital gain in the corporate. Higher.
Cost.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Capital gain tax, it is subject to regular tax rate.
Yeah, so in other words, the corporate tax rate is one flat, the same. So it's not like a different tax rate as an individual.
So if you develop a property, it seems like it's putting you at a disadvantage to do it through a GK because you'll pay much higher taxes when you sell it.
Depends on, as we mentioned, the situation. Yeah, for exit, if you're looking for exit strategy, corporate tax rate is could be higher. The individual, if it's short term, it's actually pretty high too. That's 40%. So you're right. There's different tax rates for between corporate and individual.
Thank you.
And let me add one more thing. This is a regular tax rate, and up to 8 million yen, lower tax rate should be applied. So up to 8 million yen, please think maybe 8% should be lower than this tax rate. But after over 8 million yen, this tax rate apply flatly. Yeah.
One more question for the stream, rather personal one. Can you talk about online accounting software such as Free and Money Forward and the credit cards that come with them? This person has a GK that they took over from their spouse. And even though the spouse is no longer on the GK, they can't seem to cancel the credit cards that are connected to the software.
Is that a credit card company question? I'm not sure if we know the answer to that. Sorry. Personally, I don't know the answer to that question. Maybe we can take it offline, you know? Sorry.
All right. Any more questions for the room before we take a break from lunch? Sato-san and Thomas will be with us in the private room right after lunch to continue with that.
We're going to have another session on more exciting topic, inheritance. You know, speaking of exit tax or capital gains, the real exit is, you know, what are you going to do with it? So exciting topics. Please join us.
All right. And Anton will be here right after lunch to talk to you about design and renovations while these guys will move over to the private room. Thank you very much.
Thank you.